Lesson 80. The Soil Beneath Our Feet. Perhaps you have seen men digging in the earth, either preparing for the foundations of a house, or making a deep ditch or a railway cutting. If you watch them at work, you will see that the earth which they turn up is not all of the same color. On the top there may be grass growing, and when the men cut through the tough network of its roots, they find a loose black or dark brown earth which is easy to dig. This is called the soil. When they go a foot or two further down, they reach a kind of earth which is much lighter in color and much harder to dig. This is called the subsoil. If they have to dig still deeper, they will come after a while to the hard and solid rock. In some places, the workmen may have to dig down only a few feet before they reach the rock. But in other places, both the soil and the subsoil may be many feet deep. The depth varies very much in different spots. At one time, the soil was just like the subsoil, and before that, it formed part of some hard and solid rock. How are the hard rocks broken up and changed into soil? Chiefly by means of water. Rainwater dissolves the rock called limestone, just as your warm tea dissolves the lumps of sugar which you put into it, though more slowly. The top of limestone hills are often worn into the most curious shapes by the action of the rainwater.